Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hoff has the Mets lineup for Game 5.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Is it a little different?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
A lot different?
I think there's some question marks here.
Okay, go ahead.
Maybe
all
for
right.
you. Go
so,
ahead.
Leadoff, which I said all season long, should have been always the leadoff, Francisco Lindor.
Right, okay. Here we go.
Batting number two.
Going to write this down?
I got it, yeah.
Batting number two.
It's not going to be Vientos.
Come on, pick up the energy.
No, I like this. I'm slow.
I'm
no,
okay.
do this slow. I like this.
Do you have a guess?
It's not Vientos.
Brandon Nimmo.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I don't know if I love that, but go ahead.
Right. Already started.
Vientos third?
Batting third is Vientos.
I like that.
Pete Alonso fourth.
I mean, I don't love it, but you
no,
have
I don't
to.
Like that either, but there's no choice.
Yeah, no choices there.
The DH.
Winker five.
Winker.
Let's go. I like that. I said that. Good. Agreed. Next.
Right field, Starling Marte.
He's keeping Marte. Okay.
Center field, Taylor.
It's got to be Taylor. Okay. Yeah.
Second base.
Yeah, Bader.
Hold on. Now we got to.
I'm going to go McNeil.
I'm going to go Iglesias.
It's McNeil.
It is McNeil. You got your wish, Sal.
It's not even my
wish. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, great. They're down 3-1, and now you're making changes. Like, where was this a day ago?
Yeah, I know.
If they're going to do it, right? Like, if you're going to take Iglesias out of the lineup, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yep.
Like, why wait till now?
Well, maybe.
Like, the matchups, that's why.
Well, the reverse splits told you that's what you should do last night.
But BT.
With Yamamoto.
But yes, but anybody could figure that out. What's been great about Mendoza is he's used his gut.
Mm.
And we said it yesterday. One of the things the Mets haven't done is hold guys accountable in this series, which again goes back to the decision making. Why did something. They did it so well all year long. They've been a very smart team. They've been a team that's held guys accountable. And yet, in this postseason, specifically this series against the Dodgers, it's not, oh, we're going to go down with the guys who got us here. So J.D. Martinez has run out there. Iglesias has run out there.
I don't think J.D. Martinez really helped get you there, though. Like, not compared to Iglesias.
Why is he in a lineup?
Hey, you know what, though? He's sitting, so all right. You got your decision.
Alvarez, obviously.
And then Alvarez be out of play.
Yeah, no, that.
Okay.
So since we dissected each move gun.
Like, what's wrong with you?
What?
You sound like you're beaten down. Like,
well, yeah, I don't think Nimmo should
be
playing.
Betting second
is
Nimmo.
Whoa, Nimmo's hurt.
Vientos is
Nimmo
third.
Can't run. Do you see him? He's terrible
Alonso.
Right now. Okay, does Nimmo
Winker's
get...
Winker's going to DH.
Yeah. Nimmo doesn't get me excited. I don't... McNeil's a little too late for it. Tyron Taylor is fine, but he's fine.
You like Bader, but Bader stinks.
But so does Taylor.
No,
to be honest,
Taylor's a winning player. Bader's done nothing. He had his chance yesterday.
No,
what'd he do?
So far in this round of the playoffs, nobody has hit. Not a soul. So it doesn't make a difference who
you throw
Vientos
up there. Has.
Yeah, Lindor's hit too. Okay. He had a couple more hits last night.
That's it. Vientos, he's got 12 RBIs. He's basically the whole team. That doesn't count. I need somebody else.
Nimmo did have, I thought he had an awful at bat yesterday with the bases loaded.
Horrendous. When he grounded into double play, told me?
Yeah, he ended up beating it out. But people focused on social media, everybody's like, Oh, what great hustle from Nimmo. look, guys, he had an awful at bat. Like, that's great that he's playing with plantar fasciitis and he busted it down the line. I'd hope so. You're in the lineup. It's game four of the NLCS. If you're not running hard to beat out a double play, you've got problems. I don't care how busted his foot is. Yeah. Number two, he wouldn't have been in that spot in the first place if he put together a quality at bat. Nimmo usually has a great eye. He was check swinging the balls out of the strike zone. What are you doing? It's a chance to get back in a game there.
I was stunned that he actually, and they did review it and reverse it. Obviously, they didn't know if it was at second or first, and they got it right. You guys know what happened. But he looked so different running down the line compared to trying to cut off Betts' ball in the outfield. Like, he looked like, honestly, trying to get that ball in the outfield, he looked like an older, you know, like a 40-something-year-old, you know, weekend warrior playing softball, trying not to pull an Achilles or rupture an Achilles or pull the quad. And then when he was getting down the first baseline, I'm not going to guarantee that he was under 4 seconds, which is a great benchmark for speed. But if he wasn't slightly under it, he was right at it. Like, he was busting hump. He was moving.
You know what I think about this lineup?
It stinks.
I think they're scoring runs today.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
I think they're getting a flyer.
Wow, look at you guys. Totally. Let's flush this out. Two different things.
You were positive, Pete. What happens?
It's pessimistic right now.
That was pessimistic, Pete?
That was pessimistic, Pete.
Yeah. Putrid Pete.
Positive Pete is coming up at 5:08. Right now, this is pessimistic. Here's the thing is, if you want to put McNeil in the lineup, you could do that. Have him play left field. I don't trust Nimmo to get to a freaking ball.
I don't
right
either.
Now.
I agree with
him. I know, but you need his
back. You're playing Iglesias every day. The defense right now is now worse than it was. Because you're playing Taylor because you love his defense. Well, what is Nimmo doing out there on left field? He's not. He's hobbling around. McNeil's not a good second baseman compared to Jose Iglesias. What are we doing?
I think McNeil will be fine defensively.
McNeil will catch the baseball. He'll catch it. He'll make the routine.
By the way, Iglesias booted one the other day. That, to me, was the biggest sign of... And it cost the Mets because they had Manaea have to work hard to take him out of the game, tax the bullpen. Even in that game that they won, they still drive you nuts. Taylor's in there because of the offense. This is a lineup that they're putting together saying, we need to score runs. If it needs to sacrifice a little defense, so be it. We've got to score runs. That's the only way to make it.
Well, hold on. If that's the mindset, and I know that it is, then and they're not doing it, it's a moot point, but... If you're really looking to inject offense, here's the thought. How about you sit down Bader and Taylor because they both can't hit, and you run out of Cunha, who could?
Well,
how about that?
That's an extreme, though.
Extreme?
Yeah.
I know it's a quick reaction to a small sample, but who's more likely to run into a bomb? Acuna. Who's more likely to steal the base? Acuna.
Right.
Who's more likely to hit a missile, you know, one-hop gapper? Acuna.
I mean,
he's got life in his hands.
The only reason why I say extreme, remember, we did the lineup yesterday. I would have had Acuna in there yesterday. So it's not having him in. It's extreme because in this case, where would you put him? You want to take Taylor and Bader out.
I'd say Taylor at this point. No, Taylor, come on.
Yeah, but Taylor's a winning player. You're going to put Acuna in center? That's my issue. Now, I know they said he could play. They said he could play there.
I would.
He hasn't played there. It's game five of the NLCS.
I understand
that. You're going to play Acuna in center?
I do think that Taylor's a winning player. I mean, but you're not winning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like these games are 3-2 and 5-4-7-6 where... His winning DNA, which I think he's got some of, no doubt. The catch the other day was sick.
Great catch the other day. Big hit in game two.
But if you're losing 10-0 or 10-2 or not, like, you got to narrow the gap. Like, the DNA of winning matters. but it matters more when it's a tightly contested game. And to me, running out three or four guys who can't hit ain't going to make it a tightly contested game.
Yeah, I mean,
Acuna could run into one.
I could argue then I'd rather have Acuna in the lineup than Winker or McNeil. I mean, that would...
I could make that argument, too.
And the reason why they're not doing it today is because the lefty-righty split.
Well,
Acuna should have been in there yesterday. Like,
we said that.
Yeah, they needed some kind of jolt. And I would have benched Iglesias. Now they're benching Iglesias, but for McNeil.
And you said that, and I disagreed, and I probably would have still run Iglesias out there today. Although, I got to be honest, watching him last night, I'm like, you know what? I was thinking about what we were saying on the show, and I certainly believe what I said yesterday. But, you know, now you got to win a game. You got to try to make... I got no problem with McNeil playing second base, but I got a problem with you. Because the way, here's what you're missing.
Yeah.
The way Hoff delivered the lineup was theatrical.
No,
what
it wasn't. I'm fine with the pausing, BT. It was like,
Well, what he was doing, Sal.
It was like Eeyore.
Oh, it's Winker and, and DH.
He was wearing two hats. He was wearing his producer hat, which he wears every day, but he was also wearing his host hat because he knows that you and I were going to want to dissect
right. Each.
So if he's like Lindor, Nemo, Vientos, Alonso, there's no room to jump in. He was just being smart.
That wasn't my issue.
Once.
My issue was the energy. It was just like I'm excited.
We
I
got the
lineup.
Energy.
Lindor. Then it's Nemo.
Next time you read the freaking lineup.
Yeah, exactly.
You do it. It wasn't one to get jumped.
There was nothing. Tell him to go scratch.
There was nothing about that lineup that
Taylor's
made me jump
center.
Out of my sneakers. Okay?
Taylor.
See, you're down, but you're usually a positive Pete. What happened?
We got beat 3 games out of 4 so far by almost 10 runs. That's what happened.
I like pessimistic Pete. I like positive Pete.
Better than positive Tommy?
Yeah.
Pessimistic
like
Pete,
better?
By the way, has been the MO for most of my lifetime as a Met
fan. Don't give up now.
Up until Steve Cohen. So, listen, I'm allowed to have my moments.
Don't give up
but
now.
But not now. You can't have the moment now.
I said 5:08. I'm going to be back to being positive.
No, we don't like, come on. This is the time for good energy.
This guy was telling us February 12th pitchers and catchers that the Mets are going to be a playoff team.
I was right.
I'm saying, but you can't do it now where you change who you are. And by the way, when are you hosting this weekend?
I'm on after the Yankees. So once the Yankees are done with the Guardians,
get to celebrate World Series.
We'll talk about the Yankees and the Mets moving on to LA.
Yeah, we'll hear the open from the Yankees won. The Mets.
He's
lost.
Not like that.
The season's
over.
Hoff,
get in here and kick his ass.
Yeah, I know.
Just light him up. Let's go.
He's great.
Thank you, Alex. Pick up the energy.
Stop kissing his ass. You're working today. You're already here, dude.
When we come back, it'll be the perfect parlay pick segment, week 7. We'll get your calls in as well before we say goodbye.